Colossians chapter 3. I don't have anything to wear. If you are a husband, you've heard it. If you're a woman, you've said it. It doesn't matter how large and varied your wardrobe is, right? To wear a new dress, we must first take off the old one, along with the rest of the accessories that go with it, as detailed in verses 5 to 9, and have put on the new man. That is being renewed unto knowledge after the image of him that created him. Paul exhorts us to do so, put off the old man with its doings. The dress and accessories must match. With this new dress, the best matching outfits are kindness, mercy, humility, meekness, patience, tolerance, and forgiveness. Not forgetting the finishing touch that makes everything else combine well. Beyond all these things, put on and wrap in ourselves an unselfish love, which is the perfect bond of unity, for everything is bound together in agreement when we each seek the best for others. The design of the new dress is so amazing that no designer, however famous, could design it. Even though it is very, very delicate outfit, it is not just to wear it on Sundays or at special occasions. It is to be worn daily. Every woman likes to be praised for her attire because she strives to look nice. Today is a good day to look around you, and if you see someone of these qualities in someone's life, be sure to acknowledge it verbally in private. No doubt that person will tell you where he or she got it. Ah, it's time to renew your wardrobe too.